I need diamonds and rubies. I'm crazy about Bentleys, Gucci dresses and drop top jewelry.
So basically, I was 8 when I realised money couldn't buy you anything.
Poor little rich girl found out money just don't buy you love.
Oh, very bloody funny.
I'm joking. Don't get a strop on.
A strop on? Is that some kind of quaint northern lesbian device?
Hey, 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 don't take the mickey out of my background.
And don't take the piss out of mine.
Okay.
The Supper Club by Mira Thavasothi.
Tell me your sad little story. Did the princess not get a pony that Christmas?
Actually, it was my birthday. Daddy asked me what I really wanted, and I said for him to come to my party. But he said if he couldn't make it, what would I like instead? So I thought, if I want him to come, I'm going to have to make up the most ridiculously expensive present in the world.
Which was?
A giraffe.
A giraffe?
There's no way he'll get me a giraffe, I thought, so he'd have to come to my party.
And?
I woke up the next morning and there was a whole herd of the bloody things roaming around the grounds.
And that's the story of how you turned into a bitter and twisted little rich girl.
Yes. Oh, come on, Josh. He'd rather have exotic animals shipped in from far-off continents than spend a couple of hours with his daughter.
Okay, I admit, that is sad. Maybe money just doesn't buy you everything, but right now it makes me very happy.
That's because it's all so new to you, Sweetie. It won't last. That thrill you get from ordering champagne is short-lived. Although, I admit, it's more exciting than finding a satsuma and a lump of coal in your Christmas stocking. Sorry. Did you get a conker, too?
What's this? Having a bit of fun without me, sir?
Marcus! What are you doing here?
You'd like to eat, of course, darling. What else would I be doing in a restaurant?
Stalking me.
You must be Joshua Taylor.
Yes, I am. Pleased to meet you.
Marcus Franklin.
What do you want?
You know, sometimes, Sash, I get the impression that you're really not happy to see me.
You know, Marcus, sometimes I'm really not.
Mm. Guess now you've got new friends to play with. The only time you've got your old ones is at the supper club.
We don't want to hold you up, Marcus. Off you toddle.
So, Josh, has Sasha mentioned our little dining club to you?
Well, no, she...
I really don't think it's the kind of thing Josh would be interested in.
Maybe we should just ask him. Or does Sasha always make your decisions for you?
I'm not sure exactly.
Every week or so, a few of us meet up over some fine wines and tantalising food and catch up on what's happening in each other's lives.
That's basically all it is.
And businesses.
Right.
And then we see if we can help each other out at all.
It's really rather tiresome.
Really? Sounds quite interesting. How do you help each other out?
Well, for example, I happen to know that you're in talks with a certain group of Japanese investment bankers.
Did you know about that?
Hasn't Sasha told you? I know everything. including why your deal isn't running as smoothly as you thought it would.
Well, I don't know how you know this, but it's actually none of your business.
So you wouldn't be interested in knowing which of those bankers isn't that keen on dealing with you?
Who?
What's it worth to you, Joshua?
Not really all that much.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need my help at all. But, just in case you're not, here's my card. The details of our next soiree are on the back. Sash, darling. See you there as always.
What was all that about? How did you know about me?
Josh, everyone knows about you. You don't make £250 million out of nothing without some publicity.
Okay, fine, but my business deal, how did he know about that?
Oh, well, you see, I really wasn't joking when I mentioned his stalking characteristics.
Ooh, he did seem to have one eye on me and one eye on everyone else in the restaurant.
That's because his left eye is made of glass. But he does seem to know everything about everyone. And, you know, it can come in useful.
Really? Sounds slightly sinister. Are you sure it's all legal?
It's not at all legal, darling.
What? Is it not?
Of course not. These things rarely are. That's why you're such a breath of fresh air. You don't need the likes of Marcus and his silly secret society. And that's why I like you so much.
Sasha! How lovely to see your beautiful face.
Roger, darling. How's the leg?
Still missing in action.
Marcus?
Sasha, your little friend not joining us?
Doesn't look like it. What on earth are these creatures? You pets, Marcus. Hope they don't crap on your priceless Persian.
Giant kangaroo rats used to populate the Californian desert, but are now close to extinction.
Bloody rare and bloody ugly. Now, my dear, don't tell me you finally found a friend that can't be corrupted by Marcus.
Very much looks that way.
I was so looking forward to meeting him.
Well, don't be too sure you won't, Roger. I've heard on the grapevine that his latest little deal just isn't going the way he'd like it to.
And just what grapevine would that be, Marcus?
The special Marcus DeFrankel grapevine that helped you with a rather immoral takeover bid, darling. Oh, but hark, do I detect the approach of working men's boot leather.
Josh!
Hello.
Josh McTaylor, Roger McFadden.
Hello, young man.
How do you do?
Josh, why are you here?
I'm just here to see if the supper club really is everything Marcus made it out to be.
Really? And I thought you were here to try and salvage an ill-advised business transaction.
My company isn't in as dire...
Oh, no, kiddies. We never talk business on an empty stomach. François! Monsieur?
François, this is our guest for the evening, Joshua Taylor.
Good evening. Would so like to choose a cage?
A cage?
Yes, young man. You pick one of those creatures.
Why?
Well, now, that would spoil the surprise.
Because Francois is going to take it into the kitchen, kill it, skin it, and cook it.
Spoil. What for us to eat?
Not quite the hot pot you're used to.
So this is all the elusive supper club's about. Bizarre food.
Not quite that simple. Food is always something interesting and exotic, and usually endangered. It's kind of thrilling to know we're wealthy enough to have a rare species hunted, killed, and cooked to perfection just so we can... taste its flesh, don't you agree?
Not really.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me about you?
Look, I came here because you implied that you knew something about my business transaction.
Like Roger said, we never discuss business on an empty stomach. So, would you care to choose a rat?
You know, it's served. Tonight we have, on a bit of wild mushroom risotto, a roasted giant rat... stuffed with spiced pears and gorgonzola.
Smells wonderful.
Bon appetit.
So, Josh, kangaroo rat. Not the kind of delicacy you're used to, but I'm sure if you can stomach faggots, you can stomach this.
You don't have to eat this, you know.
I know.
What do you think?
It's delightful.
I'm impressed. You must be made of stronger stuff than I thought. Or you must be really worried about us, dear.
So, now can we talk about business?
Well, there's not that much to talk about, really. Give your Japanese associates a call.
Right now? It's 5 o'clock in the morning, there.
I think you'll find someone's up.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, don't be such a prissy little bitch, darling. You joined the club when you needed it.
Yeah, and I've got the scars to prove it. Why are you trying to get Josh involved?
Worried your golden boy isn't as golden as you think.
Come on now, children. No squabbling. We've got a guest, remember?
Well, it seems Mr. Hero, the businessman who doesn't want the deal to go ahead, has gone missing. No decision can be made for the foreseeable future.
So you're neither saved nor sunk.
That's how it looks. I've got a kind of stay of execution.
This supper's free, Joshua. If you decide to join the club, the next one's on you.
I hope you're not thinking about joining.
Really?
Josh, do you think it's for you, the way they do business?
Oh, so why is it for you, Sasha?
Because that's who I am, Josh. I'm a spoiled little rich girl who grew up bitter and wanted to take over her daddy's business just to make him take notice of her. The hour he spent pleading with me not to dissolve his company was the most time we ever spent together. Okay?
Yeah, just here, please. Sash, do you think Marcus had something to do with Mr. Hero's disappearance?
Abso-bloody-lutely.
Sash, darling, I swear you're getting prettier every day.
Marcus, darling, I swear you're getting creepier every day.
You know, you two really are a match made in heaven.
Or is it hell? Now, shall we go and see if your latest little delicacy is heading there too?
Josh is here.
Didn't think he'd come.
I'm sure he knows what he's doing. Hello, darling.
Ah, young man. How's the Jap thing going?
moment is a standstill, actually. Mr. Hero still hasn't been heard from.
And if he doesn't turn up,
then we can restart negotiations.
So you must be hoping he disappears for good.
Don't judge everyone by your own standards, Marcus.
Gentlemen, let's not get into a heated debate so early in the proceedings. We haven't even mentioned membership of the Summer Club.
What's the dish this week, then? Big cats? Little bats? Something exotic like that?
Something exotic, definitely.
Francois, I think we're ready to choose our main course.
Yeah, sure.
And tonight's choice is...
All yours, actually.
What on earth's in there?
Francois, if you please. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hero.
Mr. Hero
is from a very wealthy Japanese family. He's the youngest of three and is married with two children. So, although Mr. Hero isn't a rare species, he's most definitely an endangered one.
What else is going on?
Teriyaki Hero, Josh, fancy it?
We're going to eat him.
Him? Or you?
What do you mean?
You're the second option on our menu.
You're going to eat me?
Well, a piece of you, of our choosing.
Let me get this straight. You either eat a piece of me, or you kill Mr. Hero.
Kill him and eat him, yes.
Oh, I'm forgetting your final choice. You can turn around and forget all about this. You lose your company, but you save your right arm.
My right arm?
That's the part of you we decided we'd like to taste. But we can have it amputated at the shoulder.
My right arm?
We eat Mr. Hero, your deal goes ahead, and you look forward to a future of wealth and prosperity. We eat you... Your deal still goes through, and Mr. Hero eventually turns up confused, but alive. Or you return to your life up north, poor but intact. What'll it be?
God, I don't know.
Let's give the boy a moment.
Americans?
Of course. Aperitif, anyone?
I would love a drink.
You sound shaken, Sash. Worried?
Of course not. I know Josh, remember? Take all the time you need, darling.
Have you done this, Sash? Made a decision like this?
I'm a member of the supper club, aren't I?
So, Joshua, is membership for you?
I've worked too hard to get to this point just to walk away from it all.
So we will be dining tonight.
But on what?
Have you made a final decision?
I think so. To guarantee the success of my company... I think it's best if Mr. Hero is our main course.
Oh, very interesting choice.
Very interesting indeed.
Francois!
Monsieur?
Could you remove Mr. Hero, please?
Of course.
But we were all faced with similar dilemmas, you know. I'm sure it hasn't escaped your notice that I have a glass eye. I chose to lose it rather than have a rival executive killed. It was one of the few things I just didn't have the stomach for. We had it sautéed with red cabbage and cranberries. Roger donated his leg under similar circumstances, and even the spoilt little Sash decided that her devilled kidney would make a better supper than the MD of her father's company.
Oh, Josh.
What?
I thought you were different.
You have made the wrong choice, my boy.
Francois!
What do you mean, wrong?
You valued your arm more than the life of Mr. Hero.
That's not the decision any of us made.
It's not the decision I thought you'd make.
How on earth can you three talk about right and wrong?
But we can, Joshua. Because it's our supper club and our rules.
What, sir? So I can't join? You won't help me.
Francois, is our Japanese guest on his way back to his family?
Yes, sir.
He's...
But you decided that Mr. Hero, a husband and a father, didn't deserve to live. So, we decided you don't.
What?
Which means, young man, you're our main course tonight.
What?
Francois!
What? Get off me! What are you going to do?
We'll enjoy tasting
Sasha,
it, John.
Help me! Help! Sasha! Sasha!
I am sorry, Sash. I know you really liked him.
I really did.
Another cocktail before dinner. In The Supper Club by Mira Thavasothi, you heard Helen Longworth as Sasha, Robert Hastie as Josh, Nicholas Bolton as Marcus, and Stephen Hogan as Roger. The Supper Club was directed by Anne Edivine